Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What's up, money women? It's Friday, which means it's time for another Q&A with Veronica. Do you have a question you want answered? Go to veronicagrant.com/askV to submit your question, and you just might hear it on the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Q&A episode on the Run Your Money Show. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, please make sure that you're subscribed to this show. I post 2 episodes a week. And if you like the show, please leave me a rating or review wherever you listen to the podcast. It really, really helps. And one more reminder before we get into today's question. And that is, I have spots available to work with me one-on-one so that you can run your money better. If you're finally making some money, but you don't really know what to do with it to grow it and to actually build wealth, or maybe you've been making money for a while, but you have little to show for it, then working together could be the perfect thing for you. We have 5 sessions over 6 weeks. The first session, we focus on your goals and your money mindset. Second session, we'll talk about your spending. We'll look at where you want to spend, where you don't want to spend, ways to optimize your credit cards, things like that. We'll look at debt there as well if you have. Then we'll talk about savings in the next session and then investing. We'll put together your wealth building plan. And then finally, in the 5th session, we'll put it all together so that you know exactly where your money is going each month, whether it's going to that massage that you love or to your Roth IRA or to the utility bill or wherever. So to learn more and to sign up, head over to veronicagrant.com/work with me. You can read through a little bit more to get more details and info on how I work with clients. And that page actually has a booking link. You can actually pay and schedule and book all of that kind of stuff right there. Or if you want to talk to me first before you book, there is a link on the page where you can schedule a 15-minute phone call with me just so we can chat and make sure it's a good fit for you. And I'll put all of those links in the show notes. Okay, here is the question, and it was submitted to me through TikTok. And again, if you want to submit your question, you can do that through veronicagrant.com/askV. The question is, since the stock market hasn't been doing great, should I keep my money in a high yield savings account at 5% and then invest when things recover? The short answer is, this is not what I would do. And here is why. So at best, high yield savings accounts will get you about 5% right now. Will they go up a little bit more? It does look like the Fed is going to raise interest rates 1, possibly 2 more times. So better rates could possibly be in your future. And that is super fun. Except even at this really high interest rate, the stock market's yearly ROI is about 7 to 10%. Now, that does not mean the stock market goes up 7 to 10% every year. What it does mean is that on average, it is 7 to 10%. So 1 year, the stock market could go up 20%. The next year, it could lose 10%. The next year, it could go up 15%. And so when you take all of those numbers and you average them out, you get about 7 to 10%. And this has been true since 1926. So with the stock market getting 7 to 10% on average return every year and a high yield savings account at getting about 5%, this is the difference of hundreds of thousands. I'm not going to throw too many numbers at you, but I will just give you this one number. If you put $1,000 into a high yield savings account at 5% and then let it sit there for 16 years, then you would have about $2,200, which isn't terrible. But if you put $1,000 in an index fund that tracks the S&P 500 and you left it there, you would have $4,300 after 16 years. It's also important to remember that the 5% interest rate is not here to stay. Yes, interest rates are high, but at some point in the next few years, the Fed will almost certainly lower interest rates again once the economy starts cooling off. And with that, I think banks are also going to start lowering their interest rates as well. Now, will they be close to zero like they were before? I don't think so. One, because I don't think interest rates are going to go that low again, but also I don't think so because banks love having your money, right? Because that's how they make money themselves. So I think there's always now going to be a little bit of competition to open up your savings with them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
But that doesn't mean it's going to stay at 5%. It'll probably go closer to 2, maybe 3%, which is still not bad because then at least the money that you're saving is matching with inflation and you're not losing money to inflation the way you were when interest rates were like 0.5% in a high yield savings account. That's one reason for not having your money in a high yield savings account. Now, you might say, well, Veronica, the stock market is not doing great this year. It's actually losing money, or it has been losing money. And yes, that is true. But if you are young, or if the time that you need this money is 10 plus years away, you are almost always going to be better off keeping your money in the stock market. Now, I'm not going to go into a lot of the numbers here because I had a podcast episode that I did a couple months ago when I was doing in a series on investing. And I talked a lot about how the buy and hold strategy, which is basically just buy an index fund and don't do anything else, is the best way to grow your money. Because when you are trying to time the market, and timing the market means like, oh, everything's going up, let me buy some stock. Oh, everything's going down, let me sell stock. What ends up happening, unless you have a crystal ball, which I'm assuming you don't, what ends up happening is that you tend to then buy when things are high and sell when things are low. And that's the exact opposite of what you want to do when you are in the stock market. You will lose money that way. And even if you are more savvy and you are better at buying when the market is low and selling when the market is high, you aren't going to be perfect. And you only have to miss a small handful of days in the stock market for it to drastically cut into your earnings. And the reason for that is because oftentimes the very best days are very close to the very worst days. If you saw the economy tanking in 2008 or in 2020 when the pandemic started and you're like, holy crap, I'm pulling my money out, then you probably also missed out on some of the best days. In 2020, one of the best days of the year was only a couple months after the worst day of 2020. And when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense, right? When something is going down, there's more space for it to go up. If something's already going up, the chances of it growing at any major percentage is very small. It's kind of like how you can invest in Apple and your money will grow a few percentage points every year, or you could invest in a small company where their profits could be doubling every year for the next 5 years and you'll make a lot of money. The same is true when it comes to the stock market. When the economy is going down, you have more potential to actually make a higher percentage on what you own in the stock market. And that is coupled with when the stock market does go down, you're actually able to buy more shares. For example, I buy the 2050 fund. That is 100% of my Roth account. And this year in 2023, the max contribution to a Roth IRA is $6,500. And that ends up being about $541 a month. So that's what I put in my Roth every single month. Let's say, and I'm just totally making stuff up here, let's say with $541, I'm able to buy 5.41 shares of my 2050 fund, right? And that's about how much I can buy. But let's say my 2050 fund goes through the pooper, and instead of being able to buy 5.41 shares, the price of my 2050 fund has gone down, which yes, means my account will go down. But instead of buying 5.41 shares with my $541, I'll be able to buy 7 shares because the price of the 2050 fund is lower. So when the economy and when the stock market does recover, I'm going to own so many more of those 2050 funds so that when it goes back up, my account has even more room for growth because I own a lot more of the shares. And ultimately, that's how you make money in the stock market. You buy a share of a company and your hope is that that share of the company will increase in value, right? So if you're buying something at a quote unquote discount, it has more room for that value to go up. The only way I would recommend taking your money out of the stock market and putting it into a high yield savings account when the economy is going down is if you literally have a crystal ball. If you literally have a crystal ball and you know exactly when the stock market is at the top and when it's at the bottom, then yeah, you will do better than the rest of us. But I'm assuming you probably don't have a crystal ball. I don't have a crystal ball. That person on TikTok doesn't have a crystal ball. No one has a crystal ball. So the best you can do is decide how much money you want to put into whatever investment account you're talking about, whether it's 100, 200, 300, 500, whatever it is a month, and just keep going on with that transfer no matter what is going on in the economy. Sometimes you'll look into your account and you'll say, oh, this is great. Look how great the stock market's doing. And sometimes you're going to look into that account and you'll be like, oh my God, what's going on? But just remember, when that is the case, you are buying stocks at a discount. And also there is much greater potential for there to be growth because there was probably some sort of downturn then. Okay. And again, remember, I'm going to link some episodes that I did about investing earlier this year in the show notes. So if you want to ease your mind a little bit more around investing, I totally get it. Make sure you give those a listen. And remember, this is what I help my clients do. I help you to create an investing plan where it's a set it and forget it. It does not require you to follow financial news unless you just really like to, which I get. Most people don't. Most people aren't like me, and I get that. Next week is Thanksgiving here in the US. So this show is dedicated to all things family money stories, money mindset, relationship with money, money trauma, all of those things. And I brought a financial therapist on to help me navigate that conversation. I'm really excited because you might be dealing with some stuff that comes up if you're seeing family next week. And it might be helpful to have some tools so that you don't have to get dragged into other people's money stuff. I'll see you then. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you've got a question you want to submit for a future Friday episode, go to veronicagrant.com/askV. Make sure you subscribe to the show so you never miss a new episode. On Tuesdays, I deep dive into a money topic, and on Fridays, I answer your questions. I appreciate your support so much, and the best ways you can do that is to subscribe, leave a rating or review, and share an episode with a friend. Thank you.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.